I have long been a fan of the composer Ludwig von Beethoven, as have many people. I'm particularly fond of that Ninth Symphony, his last symphony. Ooh, very interesting piece of music, second movement, first scherzo ever written, supposedly. Very exciting movement. But of course, I love the fourth movement, which I'll get to in a bit. First, though, a little bit of biography on Beethoven. If you're not familiar, early on in his life, he started losing his hearing. And it got worse and worse, so that by the time he was writing the Ninth, which again is his last symphony, it's towards the end of his life, he was all but deaf, I guess. He may have been totally deaf. Story goes that when they performed the symphony, he couldn't conduct anymore, so he was just sitting there on stage in a chair, pounding out the beats. I guess, technically, the only person we know who never heard the Ninth Symphony is Beethoven himself, although he did hear it here in his head, but he never got to hear it the way you and I hear it. Top of which, his health was failing at this time, and he was having a hard time because he was taking care of, I believe it was a nephew, and there were some battles over who would take care of him, and this really broke him up. So things, even though musically he was incredibly accomplished and in demand, professionally he was thriving, there was a lot going on in his life not so good, particularly the hearing. I mean, you're a man whose life is music, and you're deaf. Oh, the irony, the cruelty of fate. And here he is. He comes to his last symphony, the Ninth, really his magnum opus, I think, And he comes to that fourth symphony, the culmination of that Ninth Symphony. And what does he write? The Ode to Joy. That's the Ode to Joy. Now, given his circumstance, it would have been understandable if he had written an ode to cruelty, to pain, to suffering, to the unfairness of life. Yeah, ode to the unfairness of life. But nope. He wrote an ode to joy. Interesting. And I'll tell you, nothing brings me more joy than that. If I had to describe joy in music, that would do it. That would do it. I think it's worth remembering, because as writers, creative people, we really sell a feeling. The feeling is the most important gift we give our readers. They'll forget most of our stories, but they'll remember how they feel. And there's no better feeling in life than joy. That's it. It's as good as it gets. Now, your stories don't have to be about joy. They can be about other things, obviously. There's a whole spectrum of emotional experiences. But do not doubt that joy is as good as it gets. And joy, I think, is really the meaning of life, the understanding of it, the pursuit of it, the deep understanding of it. Yes, suffering helps us understand the value of joy. And so in our stories, there's always suffering, there's always trouble. But there is nothing better than joy. And if you've ever known it, then you always will want it. And you've all known it at some point. But know this about joy, and creativity will teach it to us. Look, Beethoven, like I said, he couldn't hear the Ninth Symphony, but it was within him anyway. And just as Beethoven didn't need to hear the violins and the cellos and the oboes and the sopranos and the basses performing the Ode to Joy to hear it, to know it, so too, you don't have to look around at your world and expect to gain joy from everything around you. Yes, there's suffering, and yes, there's troubles, and yes, there's uncertainty. But that's not where it is. Your joy is found in the same place Beethoven found his symphony. And it'll always be with it. It'll always be with you. It'll always be there if you go looking for it and if you ever want to express it. True story. As always, if you like these little doses of inspiration, hit subscribe. And if you like it, say so. I'd love to hear from you. So, till next week, this is Bill Knauer. Stay fearless.